Waking our brains up on Sunday morning with Jack Whaley-Cohen. Jack devises the questions and appears on the BBC show Only Connect, and he's the author of the Big Pub Quiz book. Good morning, Jack. Nice to have you back.
Hello, Jim. Hello. Good morning.
What sort of Easter are you having?
Chocolate-filled, I hope, and lots of time with family, with my siblings and their children. Big family gathering over Easter, which is always a really nice thing to do.
Yes, today's the day for chocolate here as well.
Indeed.
Before we do the question for the audience, I've got the world's easiest quiz to ask you about. I've got questions from the world's easiest quiz, Jack.
Okay, I'm slightly nervous, but I'm ready. I'm willing to see what you throw at me.
Which country makes Panama hats?
Not Panama, but I don't know the actual answer.
These are actually quite hard. Ecuador. I thought this was funny. The Canary Islands are named after what animal?
Okay, I know that. That's a dog from sort of the Latin or canis or something like that.
That's right. How long did the Hundred Years' War last?
More than 100 years. It's 135 years or something like that.
You're right about more than 100 years. 116, apparently.
116, okay.
From which animal do we get catgut?
Well, it's not cats. Is
no.
It horses?
Yes.
Horses?
Yes.
Okay.
Well done. Or sheep. In which month do Russians celebrate the October Revolution?
Right. Well, it's not going to be October, is it? I think this is going to be to do with the change of the calendar, isn't it? It's probably,
yes,
therefore, either September or November.
Correct.
Or did it...
No, you did right. It was the Julian to Gregorian calendar change, and it's November.
Okay.
I'll just find one more. This is quite funny. What colour is a purple finch?
Well, not purple, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
It's pink, a sort of pinky crimson, I think.
I'll have to test that on my 11-year-old son, who is something of a bird expert, and see if he knows that.
Oh, and the other interesting one is, what is the colour of the black box in a commercial airplane?
Oh, yes, I know this, and it's not black, but I think it's like bright orange or something to make it easy to find amongst a wreckage.
Yeah, you're dead right. Very good. Anything for us in advance of your big question?
Yeah, this is a question that starts off sounding like the most dull question in the world, but I quite like it. So it's, which item of office stationery translates into the French language as le trombone? So like the trombone, the musical instrument. So which item of office stationery is in the French language le trombone?
You're talking to someone who got into some difficulty last time in France with the slowness of his French pronunciation and the lack of vocabulary. I would not have a clue.
No, so it sort of needs a little bit of simmering thought here and throwing some ideas around. But there is one bit of stationery that's sort of got a sort of slightly sort of curved shape and maybe a bit trombone-like, and that's a paperclip.
A paperclip. Wow. That's a useful bit of information. And you might
I find that
quite, you might well get that in a pub quiz one day. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Super duper. 2101 for Jack Whaley-Cohen's big question this week, and first correct texter wins the books. Right, what have you got lined up for us, Jack?
Right, I'm delighted with this question, and I hope people enjoy it. I think you're going to get lots of people texting in. So here's the question. If you take the first day of the week in alphabetical order, the first month of the year in alphabetical order, and the first ordinal number in alphabetical order, so ordinal numbers first, second, third, fourth, what date would you get?
Whoa.
So you take the first day of the week in alphabetical order, the first month of the year in alphabetical order, and the first ordinal number, like first, second, third, etc., in alphabetical order, what date would you get? So it can be, it's not, this isn't the answer, but it can be something like Monday, July the 27th. That's the kind of answer we're looking for, but obviously it's not that.
How do you know which ordinal number to go for? Can you clarify that?
So first, second, third, fourth, think about how you spell them out. So in each case, the first one in alphabetical order in their normal spelling.
This sounds like a very interesting question. Brilliant.
Yes.
We'll set people.
And I know that many people are going to text in, and I also know that many people are going to get it wrong and be furious with themselves.
Very good. We'll set people to work, and we'll be back with you shortly, Jack.
Excellent.
Stephen in Hamilton, congratulations. You were first through to win the quiz, Stephen. Well done. Took a while. Only a handful of people got it right. Kevin, Martin and Sarah, I think, as well, just behind you. So, a quiz from Jack that fooled many people, would have fooled me too, didn't fool everyone. Jack Whaley-Cohen, welcome back. What was the answer, please?
So, yes, we'll be looking for the first day of the week in alphabetical order, the first month in alphabetical order, and the first ordinal number, like first, second, third, fourth, in alphabetical order, and what date you get. And the answer is not Friday 8th of April, which I know lots of people texted in. The correct answer is Friday 18th of April. 18th comes before 8th in alphabetical order. So that is the answer. I think there's a Friday the 18th of April next year in 2025. I think it's not, there isn't one this year, but that's not really relevant to the question. Friday 18th of April is what we were looking for.
What a tricky task you set us this week, Jack. Well done.
My pleasure, as always.
And good to talk with you as always. Thank you for that, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thank you very much.